Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
In today's cattle futures market rallied for the second day in a row. Quite impressive here following a on-feed report on Friday, which was thought to be negative. We rallied yesterday and then also rallied today. And the November feeders, for example, went through their previous high back in September. On September the 16th, the high in November feeders was 144.40. Today's high was 144.55. So we went through that high. And if you look at yesterday's low of 139.05, we're about $4 or $5 off of that low. So quite impressive following that negative on feed report. And there's also a gap on the November feeders at 144.98, set back on August the 21st. So that 145 area could be kind of a next target for the market. And it got within about 45 cents from the high today to that gap. So we'll keep watching that. The live cattle were up as well, up at to about $1.50. The Octobers were up 90 at 108.85. December's up $1.45 at 113.10. That chart isn't quite the same as the feeder cattle, but it does suggest that the previous high on August 19th of 114, which is about a dollar higher than it went, will be the next area of resistance on the live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
The grain futures were lower in general today. They did come back toward the end, but corn finished down 2 cents in December at 364.5. November beans down 4.5 at 991.75. That was about 6 off of their low. The Chicago wheat was 1-2 lower, with December down 1.25 at 549. Kansas City December down 7.25 at 475.5. About a penny off of its low. So we gave back yesterday's gains in wheat, but as a general rule here, hedge funds over the last 2 or 3 days have been liquidating some long positions. Going until to tomorrow's quarterly stocks report, which will update the grain balance sheet and production, etc., and that's tomorrow morning during the market hours at 11 a.m. The estimates for that report, really the big one is the quarterly stocks. For the wheat, corn, and beans. For wheat, it looks like it's going to be 2.24 billion bushels. That's higher than where we were in June, but lower than last year. Corn was 2.25, about the same as it was last year, and beans are significantly lower than last year at 576 million bushels. Last year, it was 909. And then the production number for last year's corn and soybean crop looks like it's going to be just a little bit lower than what we saw in the last report for corn and beans.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.